WHFR Dearborn.
The starship was hijacked by Bobby Beyond. Oh my gosh, no one can stop him. On the police, nobody can stop Bobby Beyond and his spaceship. Yeah. No way.
Coming up, said he was there.
Sooner. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And yes, we don't have a live band this week. I'll explain a little bit more about that later. But we have something wonderful anyway. Again, we've been discussing the show that's happening this Saturday at PJ's Lagerhaus.
You mean the Detroit All-Star Garage Rock Punk Review?
Yeah.
I was going to stumble through that, but I couldn't get it out quick enough. Uh-huh.
The show.
So it's not just me, is it, Skid?
It's not just you. If I had it in front of me, I'd still stumble over it.
You wouldn't realize how long it took me to be able to say Motor Live Drive at 5 and never make an error. You know, it's just like, that's just too much to say at one time.
But I'll tell you, when it's on a poster, it does look pretty, all those words. It says it all right there.
Yeah, it does make it sound like it's a big deal, and it is a big deal. We were jamming there, listening to some great bands. The Ramrods with Here It Comes, Sterling Silver with Money, Marbles, and Chalk. Funny, you don't usually hear that name very often, do you? I mean, he's just become Sterling now. He's like Elvis or Cher or Bono or any of those other people. No one calls him by his full name. He's just Sterling.
You do a Google search, you will find nothing about him until you add the word Detroit next to it, and then you get pages.
Okay. I bet. And we finished off with somebody who's just as big, Bootsy X and his Love Masters, with a song called Pusher Man of Love. And sorely missed.
Yes.
It's a shame.
Love him.
Indeed.
But he did leave us with a lot, didn't he?
Great, great stuff.
Yeah.
He had a great sense of rock and roll, Bootsy did.
Yeah. And what's kind of interesting, I mean, you look at him visually. I mean, if he's just like walking down the street, you would never in a million years expect that out of someone that looks like him, you know? It was totally inside him. It was his attitude.
It was. It was. He had a good history, too. I mean, his history in the Detroit rock thing. Mm-hmm. I met Bootsy probably 1972.
Wow.
At a club I was playing at in Garden City, I think.
Yeah.
And we became friends eventually, you know. Mm-hmm. And other people, too, like Dave Hanna.
Yeah.
I think he was there, you know, and Jerry Vile and everybody.
Right.
It's like, wow, and it grew.
Right. But with most, just about everybody else that you'd ever meet, you could almost like look at that person and go, oh, okay, you know. But with Bootsy, it was like, what?
Got it.
But if you ever saw him perform, it all made sense.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, okay, right. I get it. But I absolutely get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like somebody that looks like your math teacher, but he's got this.
I don't know that Bootsy quite fit the math, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I can't pick that either. But yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a really cool math teacher.
But I'm saying, if he just wore normal clothes and just walked down the street, then you would have.
Okay, here's
have a
Pepsi
clue.
Challenge. Did you ever see Bob in normal clothes? I know I didn't.
No, not really.
But he had that, like, attitude that was like up there with Iggy Pop, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, wow, you know, that came out of him.
Yeah. Well, he was great. He was, you know, the group of people that worked with him, you could tell he was beloved, and they would do anything he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I mean, he played with practically everybody too, with the Ramrods, you know, back in the early days. I mean, he played with practically, he's on like about a dozen early punk records from Detroit. I mean, come on, Coldcock, you know, Ramrods. He was just there.
Yeah.
Nicky Corvette. Bob, myself, Nicky, and Peter James were the original Nicky Corvette and the Convertibles.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome.
Wow. We are going back a ways now.
Yeah.
Great to be part of it all, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm just trying to set something up here real quick.
But, you know, I was very fortunate that, you know, everyone liked the concept and that we could include, we're actually doing two Bootsy songs. And you're not going to get one that night, you're going to get two.
Okay.
And you played one of them, and, you know, it's your show, you can do what you want. I wouldn't play the other one, so that people have to come to the show and see what the other one is.
You got to leave them something
right.
To look forward to, definitely.
So,
but it sounds like a great time. There's so many great musicians playing Saturday. It's just amazing. And you were just saying how that you wanted to keep it down as far as like performers and drummers. Because you have Skid here, you only need one bass player, right?
Well, here's the thing. I could have had Skid play bass on every single song. I mean, he's obviously, you know, he can handle it without anybody, you know, any problem whatsoever. I was trying to do more of a big tent, big umbrella, and share the wealth.
Okay.
But on the heavy hitter songs, you know, I already knew that what I wanted Skid to do.
I mean, I gotta say, shucks.
When you see Skid climb on that stage to play, you know you're in for the kick at the end of the race. It's sort of like, you know, we're going for the finish line when you see Skid get
there.
And there's a couple other people in there. I don't know that I want to give away, but you can look at the roster and guess who's part of that last group. But that last group, you know, I'm a little bit in awe. These people said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I'm very excited. I'm excited from the get-go with the Cinecide up front. I'll let you know that much. But, you know, I really tried to build this, and the last group that Skid's in, I really... boy, you do not want to miss this.
This is a Smitty production. It's his concept. It's great. It's excellent. What a great idea. When he first asked me to participate, it's like, yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that's gonna be at PJ's Lager House tomorrow. That's in Corktown on Michigan Avenue.
Saturday night.
Now, I imagine the show would have to start fairly early, right, to get everything in? Or
No, it's actually a regular, you know, rock and roll night in terms of time. Mm-hmm. The amount of time that the Detroit All-Star Garage Rock Punk Review is going to be playing is longer than your average band. I had to like kick it, you know, it's at least an hour and a half. It might go 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So, but it's normal, you know, get there early. Now, I will say this, and I'm not, you know, being, you know, over zealous about it, but this show, boy, is it going to be well attended. You want to get there early, because if you're not there early, I can't guarantee, you know, I mean, PJ's is standing room only, so they don't have seats. But boy, you want to get there early. Being left outside is just, it makes me sad even talking about it. And PJ's has great beer, great food, plenty of stuff, you know, to do while you're there. But to really make sure that you can see everything, get there early.
Okay. All right. Did you want to like just go real quickly through who's going to be there? The people.
Well, yeah. I'd rather say who's going to be playing rather than all the artists that we're going to cover, because again, I don't want to give away.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's fine.
So
that's
yeah.
Fine.
So yeah. Oh man. Mm-hmm. So to my right, you know, the infamous,
the one and only
Skid Marks. The other seatbelt guy that we got in here, actually one of a few, Anthony Bojanic. Going way back to the Cubes, you know. I'm old. I remember the Cubes, you know. Gary Adams, lucked out. He was available, said yes. Rick Mills, his partner in crime, Chris Flanagan. You know, I can't believe Nikki Corvette said yes. Nikki Corvette,
nice.
She said yes.
Nice.
You know. Then the what, you know, we're going to be doing some vertical pillows, and I just lucked out. So Fire King did a show with the Detroit Cobras in Boston, mm-hmm. and of course they killed it. I mean, it was a great time, and I already had this show in the back of my mind, and so I took Mary aside. I said, you know, I'm kind of thinking about it. Oh yeah, well, you know, when you come to Detroit, let's talk about it more. So we get to Detroit to play a show, and Mary, she comes to the show. And I'm already thinking, if I get Mary, I'm calling up Paul Messner. I'm definitely sending a Facebook message to Dana Forrester. And even before it comes out of my mouth, Mary's like, oh, you should call Paul and Dana and see if they want to do it. We'll do the
vertical.
And I'm just like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. You know?
Merry
and I always,
Christmas.
Yeah, so yeah, Mary Kober, Paul Messner, Dana Forrester. And I always wanted to do What a Way to Die, the Pleasure Seekers.
Susie Quattro.
And I wanted to have Nikki, and I was like, wait a minute, Nikki covered that song, you know? And so when I told her, she's like, well, that's a no-brainer, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
And so, all right, I told you a little bit more about the songs, but so they got those guys. Of course, how can you do a show about the early days of Detroit punk and not have Jerry Vile? You got to have Jerry Vile.
You couldn't.
Okay. They would just, you know, they wouldn't let me into the city. So we got Jerry, and then actually the thing with Sterling, even though he's done his own music and he's managed and been a promoter, Sterling was actually the very first manager of Figures on a Beach. So I've known Sterling forever.
Really?
Yeah, forever. And even more than that, when I was in high school, he was best friends with my high school friend's older brother. And I, you know, we weren't friends then. He was like, you know, many years ahead of me. But I, Sterling, you know, how do you miss a 6'4" guy? You know, I mean, he was always Sterling.
Sterling's history goes way back to Harmony House Music Records.
Okay.
So that's part of his legacy.
Yeah, indeed.
And so then this was like, you know, you talk about your wish list. I can't even believe he said yes. Hiawatha. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
We rehearsed with him last night. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, if you miss this show, I can't help you. I cannot help you.
There is no hope for you.
There is no hope.
There is no hope. I mean, Hiawatha, you got to see it.
Gary Reichel, we got. He's helping out considerably in many, many ways. Chris Gerard. I mean, you know, he's been on the scene forever in retro and, you know, in other bands. We got him. Jim Olensky, he plays with in Cinecide. Dave Hanna. Everybody was asking me, did you ask Dave Hanna?
It's original like, Ramrod.
Right. And then so, you know, this is another, you know, I can't even believe he said yes. Gerald Collins of the Algebra Mothers. Gerald, now he's doing very well, and he's getting a lot of heat in GC in the Jungle, which you should go see. They're amazing.
Oh, definitely.
But the song that really got me when I was younger was Strawberry Cheesecake, and it was just, and so I had to go for it. It's like, Gerald, it's like, So the curveball on this one is, so Gerald wanted to know if Kirsten Rogoff and Dave Rice, who live on the West Coast, were going to be part of this. And Kirsten and Dave Rice wanted to know if Gerald was going to be part of this. And so I kind of had to like, you know, well, so they're kind of, they're hedging their bet. If you say yes, Gerald, and Kirsten and Dave are hedging their, well, if Gerald said yes, I got them all to say yes, bam. And so the guy who was should have been the easiest to get, Ralph Valdez, who was the original bass player in the band, he's a busy guy. And it was actually just getting some free time, you know, and I think Gerald finally called him and said, Ralph, Kirsten's coming in from the West Coast. Dave Rice is coming in from the West Coast. You have no excuse. I don't care what you're doing.
Cancel
it. Right.
Even if you're getting married, forget about it.
Right. So I got the original Algebra Mothers, and I'm in heaven. I just really, I can't, you know, so of the great things that came out of this, I can't believe. So, I mean, they haven't played 35
at least
35 years. So this is like amazing. Deba Goli from Viva Cauldron, and she played drums in the Gore Gore Grill. She's amazing. And then, of course, my partner in crime and Fire King, Mr. Anthony Kaczynski, and myself.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just really, you know, whatever. I feel blessed that, you know, I was able to get all these people together. And, boy, oh, boy, it's just like, you know, horses running back to the barn. I mean, it's just going to be a stampede of fun and great Detroit music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
I just blew your mind, Scott.
Live at TJ's Saturday night.
Whoa.
So let me also make sure, this is a Fire King show too, and we do have an album, a double album out called Double Trouble, and so that we're going to play a full Fire King set, and that's the latest iteration of, you know, partnership with Anthony Kaczynski and myself.
Okay.
So and rumor has it we're not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Okay. Wow, that sounds like a lot to look forward to. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we'll finish it up with a couple of more songs. I thank you for coming down here and talking with
me,
gentlemen.
It's a pleasure,
Scott.
I had
a great time. And I know I'm going to have an even better time on Saturday.
All right.
Unless they throw me out. I don't know.
Oh, that's always a possibility. Accept it. Roll with it.
I'm going to have to get there at like 8 in the morning. You know?
Good food, by the way. Yeah, really good food.
Definitely good food at the Lagerhaus.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't...
Have an early morning breakfast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Guinness, whatever.
Right.
Sit there all day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Not too much Guinness, though. I want to remember the show. You know?
Okay.
All right. Why don't we finish off with some things we were talking about. We're going to do Run by the Vertical Pillows. We're going to do Strawberry Cheesecake by the Algebra Mothers. And why don't we finish off with What a Way to Die with Nikki Corvette.
That's the way you do it.
All right. Let's do it, gentlemen. Thanks again.
That was fun.
What I want, there ain't no use in hiding from me. Give me what I want. We'll be right back. Oh, it's that time of year again. The leaves will start to change color, the smell of baked goods will be in the air, and the campus of Henry Ford College will be abuzz. Fall enrollment at Henry Ford College is going on now, and the deadline is quickly approaching. If you plan to enroll in any of the hundreds of courses offered at Henry Ford College for the upcoming fall semester, make sure to get enrolled as soon as possible, as classes are quickly filling. You can save thousands of dollars by choosing classes at HFC versus other colleges in the area. HFC is one of the few schools to offer free parking to save you even more cash. There's so many benefits to choosing HFC that they can't even be listed. Get enrolled today to save time and money while getting a high-quality education from a college that has been future-driven since 1938. Classes begin August 25th, so get those choices made today and ensure your future. For more information about enrollment and classes being offered, visit www.hfcc.edu or come visit the Welcome Center.
August 5th, 6th, and 7th, Dearborn Homecoming. WHFR will be there present broadcasting, and we shall also have our annual Homecoming CD sale. All CDs and vinyl is only $1. All money and proceeds go to benefit WHFR, your hometown nonprofit radio station. You can come on in if you brought a bag during our donation drive, $89.30. You can fill that bag. I bet you can get $90 worth of CDs in that bag of your choice at the Dearborn Homecoming, August 5th, 6th, and 7th. In the blue tent, where WHFR will be broadcasting live, as well as having all kinds of CDs and vinyl for sale. Come on down to the Dearborn Homecoming. Reminisce with your old friends, meet new ones, and have a great time.
The dog days of summer are here, and things are so boring, you can't find the energy to move. But that's not you. You want to be where your friends and neighbors are having fun, sharing memories and making new ones. You want to be where turtles are racing, and the sweet corn and elephant ears are as delicious as you remember them, and the fireworks as spectacular as ever. The 37th Annual Dearborn Homecoming, the weekend of August 5th through the 7th, has that and so much more. Three days of music includes Laith Alsaadi, hot off his successful run on The Voice as the headliner on Saturday, August 6th. You can find Dearborn Homecoming at Ford Field Park, 22051 Cherry Hill in Dearborn. So there's 3 days of live music, great food, free and affordable family activities, a carnival, and spectacular fireworks displays on Saturday and Sunday nights. The festival runs from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. each day. WHFR's Blue Tents will be just west of the carnival rides and south of the bridge to Ford Field, where we'll be having our big used CD and vinyl sale, open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. Come and join the festivities at Dearborn Homecoming August 5th through 7th at Ford Field Park, just north of Michigan Avenue, and beat those dog days of summer.
The Henry Ford College Theater Arts Program offers performance classes that are designed for those interested in performing in HFC's fall children's theater production of Charlotte's Web. Students learn through hands-on experience all aspects of live stagecraft, including the areas of acting, assistant directing, stage management, house management, technical theater, and more. For more information on Charlotte's Web performance and technical classes, contact Jerry Jablinski at 313-845-9817 or go to theater.hfcc.edu online. Once again, for more information on performing in or being part of the production of Charlotte's Web this fall, contact 313-845-9817 or go to theater.hfcc.edu now.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Couldn't have a live set today, so we did the next best thing. I've been playing tracks from Rogue Satellite's latest one, Bees and Snakes, and we're going to figure out a way of getting that live performance on very soon in the near future. Anyway, what you heard before the announcements was all of Side A. We heard A Slow Darkness, Devil Music, Jamais Vu, In Crowds, Shut Your Love Song, and Pretty Pointless People. Once again, thanks to Smitty, originally from the Figures on a Beach group, and now in Fire King. And, of course, Skid Marks. Had a great time interviewing them and playing some great songs from artists that are going to be playing. Let's see if I can get this right, folks. The All-Star Garage Punk Review Show at PJ's Lagerhouse this Saturday. All kinds of great shows happening this weekend. Sorry I couldn't talk about all of them, including Skid's son, Matt, who's in a band called The Zots. They're opening up for the Starship at the Riverfront Festival. That's tomorrow, actually. But anyway, it's a great weekend of music. I highly recommend that you check out live music, because that's what it's all about. That's what it really is all about. Don't be sitting there at home getting fat and watching TV. You want to get out there and listen to some good music. Anyway, it's time for me to leave. I thank you for listening. Hopefully you had a good time and enjoyed everything that you heard there. I'm going to play one more track from the Rogue Satellites from their Bees and Snakes release. We're going to hear Does It Break Your Heart? After that, Boston Blackie. Take care.
Hi, I'm John.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Noreen.
And we're the Renfields.
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on old-time radio mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6